Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, August 14th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. NFL preseason week one started last night. We had the Hall of Fame game last week, and we have Anthony Faniel fresh off the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago. It's good to be back.
So you guys had a half an hour discussion last night about who gets the ball for Philly. Do I stand corrected?
Yes, you do. And I still say they're going to have a problem with that. I don't know. We spoke with Miss Lauren last night. She has the insight. She says, like I say, it could be anybody on any given night. It all depends on a matchup. And I totally agree with that. So
I'm talking about playoffs. I think that's what Victor's trying to say. Like in a game seven.
When it comes to crunch time. Yeah.
Crunch time against the Knicks. Who would you give the ball to? Game seven in New York.
Why do you have to use New York, Santiago? What's up
with
that?
I'm just saying. It could happen.
It's game seven in New York. That means we have a home court advantage. So I'm going to say whoever takes that shot, we better defend it. That's all I'm going to say. But I would think it would be Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Awesome. I think LeBron, Anthony, is coming into this team knowing that he's not that number one option. He's no longer that star player. It's not a weird thing because he was kind of playing that role already with the Lakers. When Luka,
I don't know. The last year he looked pretty good for his age. He did a lot. He had a lot of rebounds. He was doing a lot for his age. I was kind of impressed by that. But I don't see him taking a back seat with all of that. You know, that stardom. You know, I just can't see it. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but. You know, I want to see how this is going to work out for the 76ers, really.
But I haven't heard this from you. Is this a good mix? Is this a good pickup to get LeBron?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt. It helps.
It helps, without a doubt, because you figure the Sixers, you know, they were a play-in team last year, and you could expect them to be a much
better. I forgot about that detail. You brought that up last night.
Yes. Yeah, they were a play-in team, and now you could expect them to be in the top three, top four. In the Eastern Conference this year, hands down, they gotta be
4 or 5,
or else you know, I would say top 4 or 3, because you figure, you know, New York, Boston, Detroit, you know, go if you want to go Cleveland, Philly, we can make that debate, you know, but Philly,
yeah, that may be a tough matchup. I think Philadelphia's gotten better. Cleveland, they picked up some players, one foreign player from Europe, they might be in that top 5 contention. East, you know, definitely looking good. But Lauren Gordon, Greg, very good guest. You can listen to that episode on the YouTube channel or on our podcast channel. And she goes in through, you know, her, like all about her season tickets. She gave them away or sold them?
Well, no, that is when you just don't renew them. So, you know, like season tickets. That's all. She like Victor was like, yeah, because you figure, you know, like at that time when she said she did it, the team, she didn't know what direction they were going. And then at that time, they were like a little, you know, doing some crazy stuff with the Paul George contract and all this other stuff that Philly was going through at that time. And still, they were still competing to a point, but they fell off a little bit. And I mean, some tickets now, I guess, are going to be, you know, hot commodities down there in South Philly.
Yeah, you know? Definitely in tickets. Oh, also former 76ers player Ben Simmons might come back. I think he's been getting interest from NBA teams.
Well, you know, the guy got size. You know, he's got, you know, maybe he's gotten his head together too. It takes time. He went through some mental things, and, you know, you got to pray for a kid like that. You know, just hopefully he can get his life together, get back on the floor, you know, because when he was with the Sixers, when he first came out, he was doing things that, you know, like he was like that point forward type of big guy that was, you know, he had a triple double just about every night. He controlled the rock. He, you know, rebound. He did a lot of things, but.
But he couldn't play defense, right?
He couldn't shoot the three. He couldn't, you know, you're not going to leave. You leave him open. Like, leave him open. Like, you know.
That reminds me of a Knick player that can't shoot threes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This is on our team now at the present time?
Yeah. Ooh.
At the present time. That
Mr. Josh Hart.
Well, he's getting better. I want to say towards the end of the year, he picked it up. He have a good game and then a bad game. Like I said, if he goes and works on his game this summer and, you know, take a little craft time on the 3 points, I think he'll improve. He does everything else. I don't expect Josh Hart to be Steph Curry out there to look for the three. No. You know,
he's a good role player.
Yeah, he does everything else good. It doesn't matter like that. That three is just, that's something he has to work on. I think it'll make him a better player as well.
So. Well, there you have it. Lauren Gordon, listen to the episode. She was really sweet, really kind.
And don't forget, I don't know if you've seen the episode. Lauren was on, I believe the game show where it's Password. I think that with Kiki Parker, it's just the game show. Well, anyway, she was on there with Josh Hart, actually.
She was?
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Yeah, they were partners. So it was, you got to check out her page. It's awesome.
Her Instagram page.
She's awesome, man. She is a true fan. I she's an inspiration.
She's the number one fan.
To fans, man. Yeah.
It's tough to get.
You really love when a fan like really has that passion for their team and it's not afraid to show it. So big ups to her.
And you found her on Instagram, right?
No, you know what's funny? I actually checked in on her during the Knicks series, I believe, because the Knicks fans were so outrageous. And one of the news reporters, they overwhelmed her one day and they were jumping on her page and all of this stuff about the Knicks. And she was a good fan about it. You know, I would have been like blocking all these people, like, get off my page with that crap. And I just felt bad. I had to apologize. I really did. I was like, man, don't pay these people any mind. You know,
don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention to that. And she's a good sport too. Like, she just, you know, she's a real fan. So she could take it. I thought Vic and Byron were, Vic was ready last night. That's all I can tell you. He did a great job last night. I don't know what it was. He was ready for Lauren last night. That's all I can tell you.
He was. He likes guests. He definitely goes into a different mode.
You know, he surprised me too about some of the stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, Vic was on point last night. So big ups to Victor Rocha.
He doesn't like the Eagles. That's one thing, one team he doesn't like.
I don't know if he was taking it out on Lauren because she's not really into football. She's basketball. She don't care about that stuff.
I don't know what it is, but I think the Eagles can still win the NFC East again.
Listen, I already told you they're the beast of the East. So to anybody can knock them off, let's see what happens.
It could be John Harbaugh. Anyway, last night, talking about football, Fernando Mendoza throws first touchdown preseason debut. Raiders fans welcomed him with an ovation before he even got under center Thursday. And the number one overall pick repaid the Allegiant Stadium crowd with a promising preseason debut, but lost against the Cardinals 27-14. Mendoza needed only two drives to find the end zone, throwing a 6-yard pass, Anthony, to Jack Betch for his first preseason touchdown. It kept a 10-play, 79-yard drive that was fueled by rookie running back Mike Washington Jr.'s 53-yard run. What were the thoughts?
I watched some of the I saw some of the highlights because we were actually doing the Jersey Boys last night, so we couldn't watch it. Preseason. We were working. Yeah, it's preseason. I caught a couple. But when he threw that pass, it reminded me of that national championship game when he hit Cooper. Whoever he hit on that same sort of play, it just seemed like it was just the way he threw it. It reminded me of a play in college. It seemed like he did the same exact play. But as far as what I liked in that game was, I told you, Jeremiah Love. It was a lot of fantasy implications for me in this game. They had Brock Bowers, tight end. He looked good.
Rock the Rock.
Marvin Harrison Jr. looked good. He caught a nice corner touchdown in the back of the end zone. This one guy, I want to say his name is Virgil, number 82. The one-hand grab he grabbed. I don't know who threw him that pass. I don't know if it was Beck, but he dropped it. It just one-hand grabbed it. And, the Raiders offense with what's his name? The Gentry, the other running back.
Yeah. Gentry, who was number one overall pick last year?
Last year. And
for the Cardinals.
No, for the Raiders. But
oh, that's right, Raiders, year, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Jeremiah Love, he actually looked good. I don't know if he had, what, 8 carries for 58 yards or so. I got to check the box score. I know he had a couple of long, nice runs and spin moves and, you know, jump cuts. And, yo, this kid's going to be special. And, yeah, man, like I had to tune into that because they had a few of my fantasy players that I'm looking into and these rookies coming out.
With Jeremiah Love had 11 carries, 58 yards.
Yes, 11 carries. I said eight. Sorry about that.
Couple. But he also picked up a ankle injury. Nothing too major, but
yeah, man. This is what. Yeah, but with running backs, this is what's so scary about the running backs. You know, that's why they don't want to pay them, because any leg injury, they're really basically done. You know, so
doing those moves like that.
Yeah, man. He looks good, man. I tell you, if he's on the board,
listen. Would you take him as your RB1?
No. Not over Bijan Robinson, not over Christian McCaffrey, you know.
Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs. No, those guys are going
to
go.
I would take Love over McCaffrey due to his injury history.
I'll still take McCaffrey because McCaffrey won me a couple of championships. And until he finishes retiring – I learned this with Adrian Peterson. When he got older, Adrian still was running hard. He got, I think at one time he had over 1,000.
Good point. Adrian Peterson.
Yes, sir. You know, watch out, kids. You get a spanking, bad spanking from him.
Yeah. LaFleur says, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, the new coach, said the injury, he believes the injury isn't serious. He added that Love could have returned if needed. And it's hopeful good. He'll be back to practice this week. The floor's update on second round offensive line, Chris Besantis, wasn't as optimistic, but that's a different story. Drew Aller from the Steelers.
They got Algier. Algier looked good, too. Yeah, Drew Aller.
Steelers quarterback rookie Drew Aller threw for a pair of touchdowns and ran for another. And Will Howard directed a long scoring drive of his own as the Steelers breeze past the Green Bay Packers 28-9. Yesterday.
Yeah, I can see Joey, the Bag of Donuts show is going to love this because now he got controversy on the quarterback for a backup because Mason Rudolph looked like he was just getting beat up. I watched some of that too. That pass by Adler too, he dropped a dime and the guy, they caught him at the, right here. Is that him? Do that throw? Was that?
Number look 10.
At this. Look at the speed on this kid.
That's a touchdown.
He gets caught at the one. Bang. Yeah, I would have said if he like, you know,
that
like
was
the speed.
To,
and then he ran it in. That was
he ran it in. Wow.
Yeah.
Good performance by Drew Aller. Do you think he'll
absolutely? He's the guy.
Like he won't be cut.
No. Howard, you know, start looking pack your bags, bro, because I think McCarthy just found his future quarterback, and Adler from Penn State. This kid looked like he knows what he's doing out there, and Howard looked not bad. I would lean more towards Adler because he looked at like the way he was dropping it, and you know, he looked like he knew what he was doing out there. So
you think Rudolph is safer
for the second string quarterback?
Yeah, he's definitely guaranteed QB2.
Yeah, because of the experience, and they can they can still redshirt Adler, you know, let him really learn. And I think they might got something there. Now, you know, it's the first game preseason. You know, you're playing against college kids, so, you know, it's a little different.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So. Or players that are trying to make the team for a while. Some players for the practice squads are in these games, so try to see. Yeah. You know, it's funny. There's some players that do not want to be in a starting lineup. They just want to be in the practice squad.
Well,
stay there. It's weird.
Yeah, I would want to play on Sundays. I don't know about want to be on some practice team, like be a practice dummy all week.
I believe they get paid $7,500 a week.
Hey, that ain't bad to be a practice dummy. I mean, I would rather play on Sunday. Not bad.
Me too. I'd rather play on Sunday. Be with the crowd.
Yeah, man. You know. I'll probably get banged up, but it's worth it.
Let's go out west. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Curtis Rourke was taken to the hospital as precaution after suffering a rib injury on Thursday night's preseason opener. Coach Kyle Shanahan indicated that Rourke's injuries is not believed to be serious, but anytime a player struggles to breathe, the medical staff wants to be cautious.
Absolutely. You got to remember, we've been down this with the Buffalo player, and I can't get his name off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know, but he had a heart condition.
Yeah, anything now with anything, anybody's grabbed their chest, you know, the NFL, they're going to just call in the doctors, you know. So I hope the young man is okay. I mean, I love that the San Francisco 49ers didn't wait around to play. They checked him into a hospital. And let's see what's wrong with you. And I think that's going to be the precaution that every team is going to use from here on out after what happened to Hamlin.
Yeah,
the Buffalo Bills.
Hamlin guy, definitely a tragic story. But Rourke had probably rib injury causes the breathing situation. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Last night we talked about Terry and Arnold going to the Giants camp. It looks like the Seahawks are going to pick him up. Ex-Lions cornerback. He must be good. He committed some crimes in Florida this summer. Yeah. But there's always room for second chances, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's a human being. People make mistakes. I mean, this is his livelihood, profession is football. And, Seattle will give you a chance. You just got to make sure you get it right here. Because if you don't get it right here, you might not be playing no more in the NFL. And these charges, like I think Byron last night was saying they were allegedly this and that. And so whatever
that's the word, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, you got to make sure you use that word in the sentence. So.
Well, there you have it. Seahawks building up again as they lost a lot of their coaching staff to the Raiders. So we'll see what happens with the Seahawks team. Can they defend that trophy, that Super Bowl trophy? We'll
they
see
got if a great coach.
Think so.
Great they coach. Got a great coach.
And so a great QB.
Yes.
No more running back, though.
Yeah, they did. They took the running back from Notre Dame with the last pick in the draft. So he's good, too. He sat behind Jeremiah Love. So, hey.
Hitting me as Love. All right, let's go to L.A. They re-signed Bradley Beal to a two-year, $13.2 million deal, which includes a player option for second season. Beal, who declined his $5.6 million option for the 26-27 late June, opted to return to the Clippers after exploring free agency. Now that Kawhi is still in limbo, but Beal is a good pickup for the Clippers.
Who wants him, Santiago? This guy made all this money with the Wizards. Made all this
money.
Tons of dollars, right? He goes out, they buy him out or something, and then the Clippers pick him up. He's still making money, this guy. And, you know, to me, he's not relevant. I don't know why, you know, teams would be interested, because I wouldn't want him on my team. He's not going to bring nothing for me. I mean, look at it. He explored free agency, right? Did anybody take interest in him? The Clippers re-signed him. So he went back to the Clippers. Nobody else wanted him. That's how I look at that.
And Miami Heat was interested in them.
Well,
in him, but didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think the Heat want that kind of
drama.
Yeah, that drama, and you know, he plays when he wants to play type of, like, it's too much with these divas. Some of these divas in basketball. He's one of them.
There you have it. Well, Beal stays. We'll see what happens with Kawhi. Do you think he'll get in trouble? Do you think he'll be suspended?
I've been talking to some of my people, and it's crazy, some of the stuff that I've heard. Now, I don't know how true this is. You know, Kawhi has an uncle that is from New Jersey that, you know, he comes back and forth to the East Coast. So I heard some stories about him with this money stuff. Oh, it's getting worse. Things are going to come out. And I just feel bad because you see Kawhi and you think of a soft-spoken, quiet type dude. You don't think of him.
You're smarter than you think.
Yeah, he might be a little, watch out for them quiet ones. They might be a lot sneakier than you think.
No, it's funny because the Lakers said that when they approached him, he had a lot of demands. He wanted his own plane, wanted his own massage therapist, and also wanted to do the same thing, getting more money through some other through other sponsorships through the Lakers. So it's quite something with this man.
This is not good. This is not going to end well for Kawhi Leonard. If all this stuff and some of the street talking stuff that I hear, it's even going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. So, I hope that he can really get himself together and, more
that's
or less.
His dad?
No, no, no. He better not be calling me right now.
He's seen the show.
His dad's passed away. His dad was murdered.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
it's a long story.
All right, let's go to college football. Jaden Daniels said that he does not want LSU to use number 5 for one of the new players, cornerback DJ Pickett, but he actually did a lawsuit against LSU. But he said he hopes that they don't go through court. Hopefully, they just don't use that number 5 jersey. I've never seen a college number being retired. Have you?
Yeah, they retire college numbers, but this money and millions of dollars is suing over a number. Okay, all right. This is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand in the pros. And like these football players, like they want to keep that number and it's their number for life. And I'm like, come on, man. It's like, about the other players that came before them that all wore it, that never said nothing. They were just happy to have the number. You know, now you get all these others. Hey, everybody wants to have their, their own brand.
Joe Burrow played for LSU.
Yeah, they had, Justin Jefferson. Ryan Clark. We could go on and on. They have a great alumni down there.
They do. Great team. And Jaden Daniels, we'll see how he does with the Commanders. That should be his main concern.
Daniels, right?
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, what are you worried about your college number? Like, this is what I don't get. You're playing in the pros with number 5, but you don't want nobody in college to wear whatever number he was wearing. Was it number 5 or was
number
it
5?
Yep. It was 5? Well, listen, when he came out at Arizona State, I watched that kid, and I thought he was going to be special. So, Jaden Daniels, come on, man. It's just a number.
Come on, man.
Well, we're in a different generation of time, man. These younger generation, I get it. They want to hold on to something forever. And you got to remember, when you get older, I'm just giving y'all younger people a little word of advice. When you get older, things get older too. So I'm just saying. It's not going to, remain the same.
All right, let's go back to NFL. Rams Puka Nacua misses practice with muscle soreness, expected to return next week. Nacua was hurt during the Rams' joint practice with the Cowboys on Tuesday, leaving the field early. He worked out on the side Thursday while the Rams held their final practice before traveling to Kansas City for the preseason opener against the Chiefs. Head coach Sean McVay said Nacua felt the soreness in his leg, a muscle that runs from the back to the pelvis to the leg. So, by the way, Puka might get suspended for week 1 due to an issue off the field with a woman. So
yeah,
a lot going on over here in LA of all places.
Well, TMZ is out there. So when you have people like that all in your business, got to be careful. So I feel bad for the young man. I hope he grows up from this. Yeah. I know he made that slur. He made it a racial slur and it just really stuck with him. And he's really not that bad of a kid. So
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what happens when you play for these markets like LA. You know, everything's magnified.
New York too.
Yeah, same thing in New York. Same thing.
LeBron will be living there and choppering into Philly. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if Anthony knows this boxer, but Puerto Rican boxer Pritchin Colon died.
Sad news.
He dies at 33. The Puerto Rican, once a promising boxer, suffered a brain bleed through following a 2015 fight against Terrell Williams. Colon went on to spend 221 days in a coma after repeated blows to the neck. After waking up, the boxer continued his rehab with hopes of walking again, but never fully recovered. But he's no longer with us.
Yeah, I know this week they'll probably pay tribute to him at the, you know, to give him the bell salute. I didn't get the chance to watch him too much, you know, a little bit after my time. But it's sad to hear any fighter, you know, dying from injuries from boxing. That's that's exactly what he was, you know, dealing with. And I pray for his family and, you know, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, rest in peace.
Yes,
for sure. Anyways, tonight we got NFL preseason continue. Buccaneers at New York Jets. Anthony, what do you want to see from the Jets tonight? I believe Geno Smith might be playing, but when do you want to see? You want to see more rookie action? You just want to see what?
Yeah, I would like to see the young boys get out there. And I expect them to be on point with the Geno Smith. Let him see if he can run a, you know, first drive. And let's put the kid out of Clemson. Get him in there. Like, that's – I've seen him drop a couple of dimes in practice. And I'm going to tell you, watch out for Isaiah Williams and watch out for A.D. Mitchell, because these two kids are blowing it up in practice from, you know, just having practices that are – like, I see them on clips, and they're catching everything that's thrown their way. Even Garrett Wilson is out there, you know, doing the thing. So I get it. I heard Chris Canty and I forgot the other. I try to watch Cant in the morning because he gets up when I get up. And
he's good.
Yeah. And the other guy, he's a Jet fan. He's a Jet guy. Okay. I can't think of his name right now. And
I know there's one guy that played for the Patriots. He's really big. I forgot his name.
Yeah. But, you know, Cant and them saying the Jets are built right now. But like you said last night, you know, like, it's job security for Aaron Glenn. And this is what I want to talk about. I want to really bring this up. It's unfair to Aaron Glenn and the way New York medias, these Philadelphia medias, these L.A. media markets, how they blow up these losses and step, you know, like they pile on the coach. Like, they never give a coach a chance to really build his program, especially in New York.
That's the nature of the beast now, Anthony, that you only have 2 years
you're never gonna
to turn things around. That's just how it is
now. You're never going to have stability.
Unless you're like –
there's never going to be stability. That's all I can tell you. There's not going to be stability. You got to fire coach in 3 years, you're going to get another coach. He ain't going to have enough to the players that he wants, so he's going to get new groceries. That ain't going to work. It's just going to be a revolving door of chaos. If you don't get someone in there, think of what Detroit did with Dan Campbell. They finally shut the door. They let the man come in there and build his program. Okay? He built it from the ground up. Okay? That I'm hoping. With New York, with those delusional fans, I'm a New York Jet fan. I'm not delusional. I'm going to keep it realistic for you. Give the man a chance. For any of the haters out there that want to see the man lose his job because he got to build his program and he ain't got enough time because the team is bad. So you give him 2 years and it'd be bad again. They're already talking about firing the guy. He's only been there 2 years, a full year under his belt, and you want to fire
almost
the guy.
Just a year. Yeah, maybe a year. Yeah,
let's call it what it is. It's not even a full season that he's had control of the team. Like, he had the other guy's players. He hasn't, you know, really got a chance to get all his groceries in there and start cooking. So, people, calm down, man, with this fire the coach. And it ain't just firing the people. I hear it all these other outlets with the same stuff. And it's all the New York media outlets with the same stuff. Like, I you know, it hurts me because he's a minority hire coach for me. It means a lot. And Woody Johnson seems to hire minority coaches a lot, you know. You know, Herm Edwards, Todd Bowles, you know, he gave them a little bit of time. So I expect him to do the same with AG, but it's the people that need to calm down and stop trying to get the man fired before he even really has a chance to do his job. That's all I can say.
I think he has everything a little bit more in order this coming up season, had a good full preseason. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. 8 wins, I think that is the number, the magic number for him to stay.
And that's high for you. You put that up there high. To me, I was hoping 6 to be. Remember, I told you he'll save his job, but make it where he can get a quarterback out of this draft that wants to come there and say, listen, if I come to this program, I might get taken to the next level. They got to build that program up to where a college quarterback's going to say, listen, I don't want to be getting my career with a team like the Jets. This has got to stop. It's got to stop sooner or later. If Woody doesn't figure it out, maybe a new owner will. Because this has got to stop. You can't let the fans dictate the team. That's what the Knicks stopped doing. And the Jets need to figure it out, too. The Yankees never did it. The fans can never dictate what the Yankees do in-house. They control it, and that's what it should be with the Jets and the Knicks. You know, keep the people and the fans out, because New York media would destroy your team. They would destroy it.
Interesting.
They'll run
enough.
The coach out. Yeah, they'll run
the
everybody
Knicks owner,
out.
James –
Golden.
Holland, he stayed. He was considered one of the worst owners. He turned things around, got a good GM.
He stayed out of the way. Santiago,
stayed out of the way. That's key.
That's very key. You listen, we see it all the time. Owners, they want to put their head in.
Yeah.
That's all.
One owner that will never stay away is Jerry Jones. That's one.
I knew you was going to say that. And, you know, like, I didn't want to go there, but.
But I did. I did go there.
It can cause, like, you know, a little bit of too much. James Dolan. You know, so.
Well, quite something.
We had this before with George Steinbrenner with the Yankees. He was like that type of owner, like Jerry Jones, you know, so I get it.
Well, anyways, got to stay out of the way, stay in your lane. Anthony, what are your coordinates? How can people reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me here at the sports, you know, sportscast here, and with you guys on Jersey Boys on Thursday nights, and at Uncle Funky YouTube, man. Like just where I be.
There have it. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on X or the sportscast.net, our website. We'll be live tweeting throughout this preseason weekend. A lot to look at. Keep in mind, yes, there might be some backup quarterbacks playing for their QB3 job position or starting position. You never know.
Carson Beck is going to take
his stock has been rising.
Hey, I told you, like it's just
so these preseason games do matter, right, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, you have to put something on tape, and if it ain't for the team that drafted you, it might be another team that says, you know what? We had interest in you, and if they don't want you, we'll take you. So you have to put that tape out there and also be able to perform at a level, which at a pro level, Carson Beck is showing me that he can play at this level. And Jacoby, you better watch out, bro.
There's no job security for Brissett, even though he got a good contract.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't sign it I don't know if it's a new contract. He wants more money or something, right?
More money. He is practicing on the field, in the training camp. I don't know if he was. Yeah. He probably was in the field. I don't know if he played last night, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he played last night. He threw a touchdown to Marvin Harrison. So he played
Marvin
last
Harrison
night.
Jr. So one thing Kyler Murray couldn't connect with. Anyways, we'll be live tweeting throughout this weekend. Anthony Frog will be back next Thursday. What time on Thursday again?
We're at 8 o'clock on a Jersey Boys show, ladies and gentlemen.
Eastern time, Eastern Seaboard. Yeah, and things are only getting better by the week.
Football season's about to rear up, so I'm quite sure they're going to take some shot at my New York Jets. I'm ready for it. That's why I come on your show on a update with Santiago. It's
more therapeutic.
Yes, it calms me down. It's really lovely, and I missed you for the whole soccer thing. So I'm glad
World
to be
Cup
back.
2 months, so
which
I'm still rehabbing.
Yeah,
from that as well. So, anyways, this was your update.